when one player's stock of colored plastic trains gets down to only 0, 1, or 2 trains left at the end of his turn, each player, including that player, gets one final turn. The game then ends and players calculate their final scores. And that's going to suck, I think.
Oh, yeah. We're going to need the calculator for that.
There's going to be the map's going to be covered with cars. Ugh, train wreck. It's like Big Fatty's show. It's going to be a big train wreck by the time we're done.
Probably. Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Let's kick this pig.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And that's going to suck, I think.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1591 of the BFO for Friday, the 28th of February 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about a dream I had, and can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Big Fatty, what does that mean?
Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. And y'all, since we've played the Bulgarian National Anthem, y'all, that means that this is the last little show of the month of February. And y'all, that of course means that tomorrow on Saturday, y'all, don't forget now, you gotta wake up, Big Fatty, they gotta wake up and say, rabbit, rabbit. Yeah, that's correct. And y'all, and remember, March comes in like a lion. Big Fatty. Or a lamb. Big Fatty, is that like a little sheep, like Miss Beaver? Yes, and a lion is kind of like Squeaky Kitty. So y'all, March either comes in like a Squeaky Kitty or a Beaver.
Big Fatty, I like that the best.
So anyway, y'all, we'll just have to mark it on the marking calendar to see if it comes in like a Beaver or a Squeaky Kitty.
Big Fatty, that's just lovely.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, Friday, the 28th of February. And y'all, I guess the people that were born on the 29th of February, y'all, they all celebrate their celebrations of exiting the birth canal today, I would guess. And y'all, we have someone in the Pride 48 community, y'all. He used to do a little show up there in the Connecticut, and y'all, then it moved down to the Florida, and y'all, now just gone. It's gone. It's gone to the great beyond, because y'all, he's doing another kind of, it's not a little show, it's a big old show, y'all. He's in that Mamma Mia, maybe.
Fatty, that's a spicy meatball.
And y'all, it is none other than that Michael Cantaloupe.
Big Fatty, he needs to look out for that Adam Burns. You know what he likes to do with melons.
Which is true, but Michael Cantaloupe, y'all, he is touring the country in that Mamma Mia show. And y'all, I think if I remember correctly, that the Danbury's, Brian and drum major Kev, they went and saw him up there in the Connecticut, appearing in the Mamma Mia, and y'all, there, I believe there might even be a a group out there in the Bay Area, so nice I named it twice, that may be planning to go see Michael also. But y'all, if you see him on the 20, I don't know if he's on the face space, but he is on the 20, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, do you think the Super Bee will send him a cake?
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. Squeaky Kitty and I hear it. Y'all, after I recorded the little show for Thursday, I went out to the Von's East. Y'all, I didn't need very much. But y'all, I wanted to see what the penny coupon was. And y'all, it was the... Oh, y'all, that's another pizza pie I had today. It was the howdy do pancake syrup. And y'all, so I didn't get it. So I just left my coupon there for somebody else. But y'all, I was in the mood for fruit. And y'all, the Von's East had the winter strawberries. I don't know if they were from down there in the Plant City, Florida or not. But y'all, they were 3 quarts for $5. And y'all, that's a pretty good price. So y'all, I got 3 quarts of those. And I got a package of fresh blueberries. And y'all, I bought me some NyQuil. Because y'all, I was about out of my NyQuil. And y'all, I got some of those barbecue poke skins, because you know those are good snicker snack if you're on the low carb diet. Y'all got some navel oranges and some cough drops, and y'all, I bought a package of the Veggie Lovers Solid, and y'all, I spent $27.78, but y'all have saved $15.41. Big Fatty, that's pretty good. But y'all, before we end this little segment, y'all, I've decided that these bags of Solid, if you're not going to eat them within a day or two, don't waste your money. Just go get it when you're ready for it. Because y'all, they just don't last the way they ought to. And y'all, it's like throwing money down the drain. Yes, Big Freddy!
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who.
It's just into the BFO travel desk. Big Fatty may have a big announcement about summer vacation on Monday.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, I decided to head down into the Fat Cave today because of the couple of quiz programs that I want to talk about. But y'all, it's because that Michael Cantaloupe, who is the birthday boy today, y'all, he is the one that came up with that music intro for the Fat Cave. So there's just a little wink and a nod, to Michael, and an extra special thank you to him for that. But y'all, we're down here in the Fat Cave, and we need to be talking about Fat Cave things. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I know I was late to the party during the first season of the Downton Abbey, but y'all, I'm going to tell you, the fourth season concluded this past Sunday night, and y'all, I'm going to tell you, the last 5 minutes of that program was probably some of the sweetest and most satisfying for that whole series that I've seen ever since it started. So y'all, if you're late to the party, I can think of one sloth out there in the wall. Big Freddy, you're gonna get in trouble. Y'all, get on that Amazon Prime and just it doesn't cost anything. All you do is go over there and click and order those VRC tapes of the Downton Abbey, because y'all, it is just lovely. Yes, Big Freddy.
Y'all, y'all. Now, of course, the big run started this past Sunday night, and y'all, it was quite good. Even with that Brinchel on it, y'all, I cannot stand her. But y'all, I really like the rest of the teams, and y'all, the team that was eliminated. I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody that maybe hadn't seen it yet. But y'all, I'm not disappointed that the team that was eliminated that they're gone. Big Fatty, you and me both. Now, y'all, Wednesday night, hump day night, y'all, the new season of The Survivor premiered. Y'all, it was a two-hour little show. And, y'all, I got to tell you something. First of all, they had two eliminations.
Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about the bowel movements.
No, I meant they had two, what do you call those, tribal councils. And, y'all, but I got to tell you something. Magadar went off, and I would be interested in knowing if any of the rest of yous Gadar went off. Y'all, I know that Timmy Sims was watching The Survivor at the Gymnatorium. And Timmy, why don't you call in and tell Big Reddy what you thought of The Survivor?
Yes, Big Reddy, Timmy, please call in.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I gotta tell you, I had, without a doubt, one of the craziest dreams on Hump Day night, y'all, and it may have been NyQuil induced, but y'all, it was clear as a bell. For some reason, I was up in Myrtle Beach, South Kakalaki, which is about an hour and a half up the road from Charleston. And, y'all, I was on a bus. I was trying to get back to Charleston, and I was on a bus, but the bus was going to turn and go over to I-95, which is inland, and that wasn't really going to take me to Charleston. So I asked the bus driver, and there were these two stout women that were the bus drivers, and they kept switching off. One would go, "Oh, I feel so sleepy. You're gonna have to come drive for me." And y'all, this did not make Big Fatty feel safe on this bus. But I asked the one woman. I said, "You know, this is not gonna get me to Charleston." She goes, "No, no." And y'all, I said, "Well, if as you're going through some of these towns, if you see a rental car establishment, you know, if you don't mind just pulling over and letting Big Fatty get off the bus so I can rent me a car to go back to Charleston." They said, "We'll be more than happy to do that, Big Fatty." And y'all, so I went back to my seat, and you know, I was just sitting there and enjoying the ride, and all of a sudden I feel the bus stop, and y'all, we're in this tiny little town, and y'all, we get off at this gas station. We'd pulled up at a gas station, and the lady says, this gas station has a sign that it is a Avis Rent-A-Car dealer." And I said, "Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate it." And y'all, I got off the bus, and the bus drove away, and I went in, and there was a guy in there, and I said, I see you're an Avis affiliate here. I said, "I need to rent a car to get to Charleston, and you know, I said, it's just a one-way trip, you know, and then I'll turn it in at the Aeropuerto." And he says, "Oh, we can do that, Big Reddy. Do you have a credit card?" And I said, "Well, of course." And this lady, I guess it was his wife or whatever, he says, "I'll go get the car ready, and my wife will take care of you of the rental agreement." And I said, "Okay, well, that's fine." And y'all, so I gave her the credit card and gave her my information and everything. And y'all, she swiped the credit card. And y'all, then she gave me $7,000 in cash. And I went, "Well, why are you giving me money?" She says, "Oh, well, when we rent a car here, we charge your credit card $10,000. And to rent the car to go to Charleston is only $3,000. So
here's your $7,000 cash, you know. And I said, well, I don't need $7,000 cash. And why is it so expensive? She says, well, it's a minimum $10,000 charge. And y'all, I just couldn't wrap my head around this. And y'all, and then I see the man. The man is pulling up in front of the gas station. And y'all, he has got, he's brought out... It looks like one of those Indy race cars. And, y'all, it's orange. It's an orange Indy race car. And he pulls up, and, you know, and here I am standing there with my $7,000 cash, and he's giving me the keys to the Indy race car. And the orange one. And, y'all, I'm perplexed. I'm just perplexed. And then I woke up, y'all. So I don't know how it all worked out.
Big Fatty, that is crazy talk.
It really was crazy talk. I think it really was NyQuil induced. Y'all, the turnip head sent me a joke, and it says a man escapes from prison where he has been for 15 years. He breaks into a house to look for money and guns and finds a young couple in bed. He orders the guy out of the bed and ties him to a chair while tying the girl to the bed. He gets on top of her, kisses her neck, then gets up and goes into the bathroom. While he's in there, the husband tells his wife, listen, this guy's an escaped convict. Look at his clothes. He probably spends a lot of time in jail and hasn't seen a woman in years. I saw how he kissed your neck. If he wants sex, don't resist. Don't complain. Do whatever he tells you. Satisfy him no matter how much he nauseates you. This guy is probably very dangerous. If he gets angry, he'll kill us both. Be strong, honey, I love you. To which his wife responds, he wasn't kissing my neck. He was whispering in my ear. He told me he was gay and thought you were cute and asked me if we had any Vaseline. I told him it was in the bathroom. Be strong, honey, I love you too. In the mailbox, I had a note from that dentist out there in the Colorado Springs. He says, he was having that knee surgery, the double knee surgery. He says, fat one, I just listened to the Pink Wingnuts carport and heard the wishes for a positive outcome. Well, the drugs must have been good. I had the surgery on the 10th of February, and I'm mending slowly and very much appreciative of all the good wishes. Thank you so much. This is why I am happy to be part of the Pride 48 community. Dennis, I was not the Dennis in the chat room. And Dennis, y'all, as we discussed on that Pink Wingnuts garage, the surgery was caused by the pink, by the Faye driver being tardy and responding to Dennis's question that he had. I don't remember what the question was. So, Dennis, well, my advice to you is to send the Faye driver at least the deductible bill.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, and that your march kicks off like a beaver or a squeaky kitty. And at the beginning of today's little show, you heard those kids from over there at the Game Night Gals. That's Brian and Curtis. And they were talking about Big Fatty's show being a train wreck. And Big Fatty, they have nailed it. Well, anyway, so have a great weekend. Don't forget Rabbit Rabbit on Saturday morning, and Big Fatty and Poodle, and we'll be back here on Monday. And Curtis, what did you think of today's little show?
And that's going to suck, I think.
Oh, no, it didn't suck. It was a train wreck, but it didn't suck.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.